you keep the horses?
Keep them in a pasture. Mm-hmm. And then what time we do on the working them.
Do you have any shelters for them?
Yeah. We had a shelter for them.
I always had stables at the barn.
I had a stable at the barn. When you worked them, you always put them in a stable and fed them.
Mm-hmm.
Kept them up.
What about the cows?
Well, they were in the pasture.
Where could they go to get it out of the rain? Or
they could go to the barn.
Uh-huh.
They had shelters on the side of the barn.
Mm-hmm. Were they stables for the cows or what?
No, just open sheds.
Mm-hmm. What about a place, maybe out in the pasture, a little fenced-in place, where you could leave the cows overnight or keep them from milking?
We always had them in to put them in a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's around the barn, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's around the barn, but they had a big fence built around the barn.
Mm-hmm. What about a place, though, a little fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
We didn't ever leave them there, did we?
Uh-huh.
We put them in the lot.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen? Or?
Yeah, we had cow pens.
What was the cow pen?
It was in the lot.
Evidently, they had, as you say, a square place fixed for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The cow pen was part of the lot then? The little fenced in?
Mm-hmm.
How did that look, Cal? Was it a corner?
No, it just made clean around. Like this house here was a barn, and all that had a fence went clean around it.
Uh-huh.
And then they had different places in there. Maybe they had a place come out there and put it back over there, and maybe one back over here, and you could put them back over there.
Put
the calves in one place, and put the calves back over here. If we let the calves run with the cows all day, well, they put the calves over there at night, and the cows back over there, and the next morning they'd milk the cows. And
uh-huh. So it was, you just separated parts of the lot off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see. Do you ever have a building for storing grain?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, just a crib.
Uh-huh.
We call them cribs.
Do you ever have anything called a granary or a granary?
No. Never did.
What about for hogs? Where would you have to keep them?
Put them in a pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Had a fence built where he couldn't get out, and we used net and barbed wire.
Uh-huh. What about if you wanted to shut them up to fatten them?
Put them in a little pen, in a little place,
mm-hmm.
Put them up. They shut up in a place, I don't expect no bigger than this room here.
Mm-hmm.
Just build it and shut them up in it.
What kind of pen was that? You called it a
hog pen.
Uh-huh. Where'd you used to keep your milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Milk and butter?
Mm-hmm.
You kept it in a safe?
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Well, it was just a place. Fixed just like it was just solid, just like that thing is on, only it was solid and had a big door to it and it had shelves in it and you could
mm-hmm.
just sit in there. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It'd keep there for about a day or so, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they say, man, they needed a week if the weather wasn't too hot.
Seems, I guess you didn't have heating in the kitchen.
They always kept it in the dining room away from the heat of the stove.
Oh, I see. So like a day like today, it would be cold enough in the dining room so it wouldn't go bad. Huh. What about a farm nowadays where they have a lot of cows that they milk and sell the milk?
I don't know. They didn't sell it when I was coming up. There wasn't no milk to sell.